Five Ring Circus. Written by John Cleary. And read by David Tredinnick. Business is good.
Enough to keep the wolf from the door.
Chung looked around the crowded room, then back at Malone and smiled. His sense of humour was not as robust as that of the natives. It was drier, more sardonic, much like that of the natives of 40 years ago, when he had arrived here. Much like Malone's.
Business is good with you.
Malone, too, smiled. Part of the pleasure of meeting Crims was that occasionally you met one whom you had to like, even if you didn't admire him. Les Chung had never been on a police docket, but the police knew, if no one else did, that he consorted with criminals. The difference between him and them was that he was civilised, a quality Malone always respected. The less business we have, the better.
Well, enjoy your dinner. I'll have them bring you some champagne with my compliments.
Malone was about to say no, but Claire was too quick for him.
Thank you, Mr. Chung. Mum was brought up on champagne.
Well, then I'll have them bring you the best, Mrs. Malone.
He looked towards the rear of the restaurant,
then abruptly sat down, pushing Tom further into the banquette. Move over! Quick! Move over, boy!
Malone, sitting opposite him, looked past him towards the rear of the restaurant. A man in a dark suit, wearing a stocking mask, had come in through the kitchen door. He was carrying a gun. He stopped by the last banquette where three Chinese men were dining. He fired six shots, unheard in the clatter and chatter of the big room. Then he turned and, unhurried, went out through the kitchen door, which swung shut behind him. The killing had taken no more than 5 or 6 seconds.